Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Swing-era trumpeter Buck Clayton is best known for his sensitive accompaniments to Billie Holiday's records of the 1930s and his role in the early success of the Count Basie Orchestra's innovative early hits. And Clayton's first recorded solo was on Basie's 1937 Swingin' at the Daisy Chain. Swinging at the Daisy Chain, Count Basie and his orchestra, and trumpeter Buck Clayton's first solos on disc from 1937. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer with the first of two programs featuring trumpeter Buck Clayton. Clayton was a key player in the early recordings of the Count Basie Orchestra and of Billie Holiday. His tasteful use of cup mute and burnished trumpet tone gave him a distinctive sound, which, combined with his subtle style and melodic improvising, made him a popular soloist in the swing era and a central figure of mainstream jazz through the 40s and 50s. Incidentally, Clayton was known as one of the handsomest, best-dressed men of jazz. Billie Holiday famously called him the prettiest cat I ever saw, and his striking blue-green eyes won him the nickname Cat Eyes. Here's a sampling of Buck Clayton's performing and composing. Now in this set, we're going to hear Clayton's swing band of the mid-1980s. And though he couldn't play trumpet anymore, Buck was composing, directing, arranging, and leading this 13-piece band. We'll hear his Rampage in G minor. First, though, here's Bugle Blues from 1942. It's Count Basie and his All-American Rhythm Section, guitarist Freddie Green, bassist Walter Page, Joe Jones drums, Basie, of course, on piano, backing just the two horns of Don Byas tenor sax and Buck Clayton trumpet. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
we heard Rampage in G Minor. That was written and arranged by Buck Clayton, performed by his swing band in 1988. And the Bugle Blues with Count Basie and his rhythm section in 1942. Though Clayton was born and raised in Kansas, that's not how he became part of the famous Kansas City music scene. When he joined Basie in 1936, Clayton had already had considerable success, leading bands on the West Coast and during a lengthy gig in Shanghai, China. Buck just happened to visit Kansas City right when Basie was in need of a trumpeter. He was hired practically on the spot, and it was a perfect matchup for the band and for Clayton. During this set, we'll hear Buck Clayton with the Kansas City Seven. This is a 1944 miniature of the Basie Band playing After Theater Jump. It was written by one of the other soloists, trombonist Dickie Wells, who along with Lester Young generates a quite unusual sound palette. We'll also hear another of his 1988 swing band recordings. Avenue C is one of Buck's tunes that was originally composed for and recorded by the Basie Band. And here's Buck with the Basie Orchestra in 1940, a good reminder that Clayton's smooth, subtle, muted trumpet style was as much a distinctive feature of the early Basie sound as was Lester Young's idiosyncratic tenor sax. Thank you. Buck Clayton's fine Avenue C, played by his 1988 13-piece big band, originally written for the Basie Orchestra. After Theater Jump was typical of the sly and laid-back stuff the Kansas City Seven were recording in the early 40s, and the set began with the Count Basie Orchestra in 1940, a tune called Easy Does It. You're listening to the first of two jazz rhythm programs featuring swing-era trumpeter Buck Clayton. Still ahead this hour, more from the Basie Cats and Clayton's recollections of Billie Holiday. You can send me comments or request a program playlist at jazzhotbigstep.com. Promotional support for jazz rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, now an online monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime, interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. Clayton spent quite a bit of time in Europe, frequently recording in Paris beginning in the late 40s, like on this outstanding 1949 Earl Hines Quintet record of Japanese Sandman, featuring Buck alongside clarinet great Barney Bagard. Thank you. Japanese Sandman, Earl Hines All-Star Quintet, recording in Paris, 1949, with featured artist this hour, Buck Clayton, alongside clarinet great Barney Bigard. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me.